C-O-L-G-A-T-E. Colgate presents Bill Stern
with a Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless fan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern speaking, and this is my last program before I go on my summer vacation. But this show goes right on as usual. Next Friday night, same time, same stations, with Pat O'Brien pinch hitting for me. Second week of my vacation, George Raff will take over the show. And for the third and last week of my vacation, John Garfield will do the honors. After that, I'll be back. But let's get underway with tonight's program. Our guest tonight in person is the famous star, Orson Welles. But before we bring you Orson Welles, let's begin the show with Real One, Portrait of True Athletes. You ever see a man throw the shot put? It's not a popular sport, because the shot put is a heavy ball of iron that only the huskiest of men can throw. The idea is for these men who throw this heavy iron ball to throw it as far as they can. A man has to be big and brawny to try this. But let me tell you the story as told to me of two athletes whose careers in this sport were little short of amazing. First, let's take the case of the older of these two athletes. This sports star's name was Wallace, and Wallace lived in the Midwest. Wallace never intended to go out for the shot put, but one day, out of curiosity, Wally reputedly picked up this heavy iron ball and gave it a heave. Somehow, the idea of throwing this iron ball fascinated Wally, and the more Wally threw it, the easier it became, until Wally was the best shot putter on the track team. Because Wally did live in the Midwest, the Midwestern papers gave Wally a great deal of publicity, particularly when Wally set a new shot put record. But Wally was only beginning. For next, Wally reputedly set a new high school shot put record. Then came a new interscholastic record. And finally, Wally won the shot put championship of the city. The years passed after that, until one day, some 15 years later, according to the story, another athlete began to create identical records in the shot put. This younger athlete was a great deal like Wally. Only where Wally had lived in the Midwest, this younger champion lived in the East. This younger shot put champion was nicknamed Sandy, and Sandy was just as good at heaving the shot as Wally had been. True, they were from different sections of the country, and they came almost 15 years apart, yet their careers paralleled each other very closely. Where Wally had first won fame by setting a new shot put record, so did Sandy. Where Wally had gone on to set a new high school record in a shot put, Sandy did too. Sandy even tied Wally's interscholastic record, and like Wally, Sandy finally won the shot put championship of a city. Strange, isn't it? The two athletes living in two different sections of the country in different years should reputedly set identical records in the same sport, a sport dominated by strapping husky men. But that's not quite the end of the story. For you see, these shot put champions were not husky strapping men. No, these shot put champions were both girls. Yes, they were both girls. And Sandy, who was the younger of these two girls, is not remembered as a former shot put champion. Today, she's one of the most famous ladies of our land, for it was not so long ago that Walter Winchell said of her,
"She's spellbinding. She's enchanting. Truly, she is the first lady of the American stage."
And she is the first lady of the American stage. America's finest actress, Catherine Cornell. But what about Wally? Wally, the other shot put champion, who in another section of the country 15 years earlier had set just as an amazing a shot put record. She, too, can be called a first lady, for she is the first lady of the land, the wife of the President of the United States, Mrs. Bessie Wallace Truman. Portrait of two first ladies whose legendary careers paralleled each other's first in a He-Man sport. Reel two. The all-star backstop is the backbone of his great team. He's that famous catcher of the New York Giants, Walker Cooper. The backbone of Walker Cooper's shaving performance is Colgate Brushless Shave Cream, for he recently wrote me,
"Dear Bill, this Colgate Brushless is one brand that can make my wire whiskers shave off close and easy without snagging. And it leaves my face feeling like $1 million. Signed, Walker Cooper."
Now, why do you suppose Walker Cooper and other great sports stars cheer for Colgate Brushless Shave Cream? Why? Listen, all you shavers, Colgate Brushless is a light, fluffy cream. It's not heavy or greasy. It's light and it's right. Right even for tender skin and tough whiskers. Colgate Brushless Shave Cream, being light, is easier to spread, easier to work into the base of your beard. Being light and fluffy, it lets your whiskers stand up, your razor glides through, not over them. And Colgate Brushless stays moist and active, clear through your shave. Works with your razor all the way for a smooth, clean job with nary a pull or a snag. No sting or smart, no after irritation. Finally, being light and fluffy, not greasy or heavy, Colgate Brushless rinses off fast as you please. I'm sure you'll all enjoy championship shaves from Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. And if you don't, just send the top of the carton back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and I'll see that you get double your money back. So get yourself a 9-ounce jumbo jar of Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions tonight. It's light and it's right. Real free. Profile of a man of mystery. This is the legend of a European man of mystery. Many people have seen him, and yet few people know him well. For around him has been built a strange legend. The legend of why this man, of all men, should hate the game of tennis. For three different occasions, he's mysteriously turned up to advise three different great tennis players to give up tennis. And in each case, his advice has produced amazing results. The first time reputedly happened several years ago. It was when this mysterious stranger was watching an unknown girl win a national tennis championship. However, after that girl had won the national tennis championship, this man went over to her and said,
"I just watched you win the national tennis championship, and I'm not going to congratulate you. My advice to you is, give up the game of tennis. You will do far better in some other sport."
The young girl was flabbergasted. Here she just won a national tennis championship, and yet this man of mystery, had advised her to give up tennis. It didn't make any sense. But because he was who he was, this young girl did give up tennis. And she did take up another sport. She's never been sorry, though, for because she took his advice and gave up tennis, this girl went on to become the most famous ice skater in the world, for you know her as Sonja Henie. Another time, this same man of mystery was in Paris. There, according to this story, he met an American girl who was also a fine tennis player. She was thinking of turning professional when, by accident, one day on the tennis court, she began humming a few bars of music. Immediately, this man of mystery asked her to give up tennis in order that she might take a job as a singer in a nightclub. She told him that she'd been fired from a nightclub. However, this man, who seemed to know so much about tennis, told her that if she would quit the game of tennis, he would see that she got her old job back singing in the nightclub. Today that girl's mighty glad that this man made her give up tennis for singing. For today, she is the incomparable singing star, Hildegard. But I said in the beginning of this story that there were three times during this man's lifetime when he advised others to give up the game of tennis. You heard about two of these incidents. One, how he changed the career of Hildegard, the other of Sonja Henie. Now let me tell you about the third time when he changed another girl's career. Many years ago, so the story goes, this same man was just as mysteriously strolling through a public park when he happened to see a young girl playing tennis. She was a terrible tennis player, so bad that he strode out onto the tennis court and said,
"You are a fool to waste your time playing tennis. You will never be a tennis player with your long legs and long arms. You would do better to become a swimmer. I'm sure I know what is best for you."
The girl recognized this mysterious stranger immediately. And because he was who he was, she did try to become a swimmer. That girl has never been sorry that she took his advice. For it was through a swimming picture of her in a bathing suit that she was offered her first job in moving pictures. She went on to become a great movie star, for her name was Greta Garbo. And that's the story. The story of a mysterious European gentleman. But the strangest part of his story is that this man who did make great stars out of these three girls by advising them to give up tennis, was the very same man who introduced the game of tennis to Sweden. And he still plays championship tennis today, even though he is now 88 years old. This man is known by many names, but you know him best as the King of Sweden. Profile of an 88-year-old tennis player who introduced the game of tennis to Sweden, and yet by making three girls promise not to play tennis, he made stars out of Sonja Henie, Hildegard, and Greta Garbo. Reel 4. As I announced earlier in this program, tonight's show is my last before I start my summer vacation. But the show goes right on next Friday night as usual, with Pat O'Brien pinch hitting for me. The next week, George Rath will take over this show, and for the third and last week of my vacation, John Garfield will do the honors. But speaking of great stars, it's time now to present in person our star tonight, the famous Orson Welles. But before I do, here is Charles F. McCarthy.
Many great sport champs always have and always will prefer a lather shave. Colgate Rapid Shave Cream, of course. Here's what Carl Hubbell, one of the greatest left-handed pitchers in baseball, writes about Colgate Rapid Shave Cream. My reason for shaving with Colgate lather? I think it's the best. I happen to have a tough beard, and my skin is kind of tender. Boy, the morning I had my first shave with Colgate Rapid Shave Cream, I knew I'd found my brand. I've been shaving in comfort ever since. Men, it's the extra soaking power you get with Colgate lather that makes those wiry whiskers shear off close and clean. 2 out of 3 barbers use Colgate lather. So follow the experts. Use Colgate Rapid Shave Cream, the shave cream of champions. Now back to Bill Stern and Orson Welles.
Reel 5, Colgate camera close-up of Orson Welles. Actor, producer, director Orson Welles needs no introduction. He's now starring on Broadway in his own production of Around the World. And here he is, the famous radio star of stage and screen in person, Orson Welles.
Good evening. My own show on Broadway right now is called Around the World. And speaking of around the world, I've traveled a lot around the world, and one thing I've noticed, no matter what country you're in or what sport they play, no one likes a cheater. A cheater is a cheater in any sport in any country. And yet if everybody in every country hates cheating in sports, why, I wonder, do we forgive cheating in politics? Well, you know, sports had a lot to do with winning this war. Men like Tommy Hitchcock, our polo champion, Charlie Paddock, our fastest runner, and Niall Kinnick, our great football star, one from the East, one from the Midwest, one from the Far West, from all over America, they and thousands more gave their lives. And yet, if they were with us now, I think they'd say, "We are the dead. To you from failing hands, we throw the torch. Be it yours to hold it high. But if you break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep. Though poppies grow in Flanders fields." This is your obedient servant, Orson Welles, returning you to Bill Stern.
Thank you very, very much. Good luck and good night, Mr. Orson Welles. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. May I again explain, in case you tuned in late, that tonight I leave on my annual 3-week summer vacation. But this program, get this please, this program will go right on each Friday night as usual. The great movie star, Mr. Pat O'Brien, will pinch hit for me next Friday night. And after Mr. Pat O'Brien, the following Friday night will come Mr. George Rath, who will take this show over for the 2nd week. And then comes another great star, John Garfield. John Garfield will do the 3rd week. So remember to tune in next Friday night as usual, same time, same station, and hear Pat O'Brien as he pinch hits for me, and I know I'll be listening too. George Rath comes the week following, and then John Garfield the 3rd week. In the meantime, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next Friday night at this very same time, when Pat O'Brien comes in to pinch hit for me and I join you among the listeners, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on his way. Tonight, that is vacation time to rest and play. And for next week, while Bill's away to take his place, we're glad to say we'll bring you Mr. Pat O'Brien. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.